Reports say a dispute has been simmering for months between the Mogadishu-based ultra-hardline al-Shabaab leader Ahmed Abdi Godane, also known as Abu Zubair, and Mukhtar Robo Abu Mansur, a leader based in the Bai region southwest of Mogadishu. Godane, who came to power after the death of al-Shabaab founder Aden Hashi Airo in a U.S. missile strike in May 2008, is firmly committed to the idea of using al-Qaeda-trained foreign fighters to help al-Shabaab violently overthrow Somalia's UN-backed transitional government and establish an Islamic caliphate in Somalia. Robo is reported to be in favor of engaging in talks with al-Shabaab rivals and maintaining a popular backing for the militant group. International Crisis Group Horn of Africa analyst Rashid Abdi says al-Shabaab has a decentralized leadership structure that has been vulnerable to dissent.
It has serious trouble in the sense that those who are wedded to the idea of a permanent global jihad with Somalia as a staging post are now in the driving seat. They are the ones who are actually behind these waves of suicide bombings, which have caused horrific civilian casualties. And increasingly, they are alienating those people who have a local agenda.
The exact numbers of foreigners in Somalia is not known, but in June, the president of Somalia's transitional federal government, Sharif Sheikh Ahmed, said hundreds had arrived in the country to support al-Shabaab. According to VOA sources in Somalia, many foreigners are based at al-Shabaab training camps in the towns of Mirka, Barawe, and Kismayo, teaching thousands of recruits bomb-making skills and guerrilla fighting tactics. Officials in Somalia say one of these recruits, a Somali man who had grown up in Denmark, carried out the December 3rd suicide bombing at a graduation ceremony for medical students attended by several government ministers. The blast killed four ministers, but also killed and wounded at least 60 bystanders. Amid a public outcry, al-Shabaab's Mogadishu-based spokesman, Ali Mohamed Rage, denied his group had carried out the bombing. The denial prompted some observers to speculate that foreign al-Shabaab commanders may have planned the mission without consulting some of their key Somali counterparts or receiving their endorsement. Rashid Abdi says the bombing has convinced many ordinary Somalis that al-Shabaab is increasingly being controlled by foreign fighters who have no regard for Somali lives. Abdi says that public perception could now give Somalia's beleaguered president an opportunity to erase the humiliation his government suffered 6 months ago when it was forced to beg for troops from neighboring countries to keep the government from being toppled.
We have to be cautious. Anger against al-Shabaab does not necessarily translate into support for Sharif. But Sharif has to be seen out there and try to regain the political territory which he has lost to al-Shabaab.
On Monday, President Sharif attended the opening session of the Somali Transitional Parliament in Mogadishu, dressed in a military uniform. He said the time had come to retake the country from al-Shabaab and urged parliament members and Somali citizens to assist the government in efforts to defeat the militants. Alicia Ruvioy News, Nairobi.